Today is 15th January 2026. The high is 66, the low 39, and right now 43. It gets cold here, but not the minus weather, like in centigrade or below freezing kind of weather. And centigrade is 19 is high and low 4, and presently 8 degrees. So for us, it's a cold weather. But during the day in the sun, it's really warm and nice. We have plenty of sun here. However, in different parts of India, it has different weather. One of the leaders, Rahul and his family from Gaya, was in Goa, the southwestern India by the Arabian Ocean. It is warm throughout the year. The weather temperature is like in centigrade, 30 degrees, 33 degrees, the water is warm. So it's a nice place to go. And Rahul was there when it's cold in North India. So Reuben was sharing about this wonderful meeting with his old friend, one friend, and then went to, very strangely, refused by the restaurant, the first restaurant, that they would not serve them. And then moved into the second one, then he met another friend and this friend's friend. So God is really with us, truly. This is the reality. Our Heavenly Father, although we don't see Him, God is Spirit. He is with us. Right now, He's in front of us, with us, around us, in us. So it's amazing truth and reality. And He is working in us. Those who are born again, confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, we have His Spirit. God's Spirit, Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, it is also called, and Christ in us. That Spirit is called Christ in us. And we are endued with this power from on high, with great ability God has blessed us with. Previously, we only had the fleshly ability, and that is also blessing. Arms, legs, body, our physical body, God has blessed us with physical body also so incredibly, awesomely, He has formed and made. On top of that, we have now the Spirit of God, which enable us the full access to the Father, and the Father to us. And He is working in us, our loving Dad. He is with us, in front of us, around us, and He is working in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So it's an amazing truth, reality, that He is doing. The Almighty God, who loves us so much that He did not spare His own Son, but He had delivered Him for us all. And thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ, who listened to God, and with joy he went through. And God raised him from the dead. And now we have this wonderful blessings, all spiritual blessings. He has spoken all good words, all best words. And he has the ability, God has the ability. When he speaks, it becomes. So he spoke. And he knew us long, long time before the overthrow, the foundation of the world. He knew us. He took care of us to be born. It's amazing, amazing to think how our forefathers, like dad, mom, and then their dad, mom, and then their, and goes all the way to Noah, and then again back all the way to Adam and Eve. God preserved our lineage during many things that occurred throughout the history, good times, terrible times, war, plague, the plentiful harvest time and famine, that kind of time. All combination, permeation, many things. Thanks to God, he has that ability, and he has called us according to his wonderful purpose. And one day we got saved. And one day we came to know his wonderful truth and ability, blessing, purpose, hope of his calling. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, he desires to give. So our free will, that let him give us, or he is unable to give us. So that he may, that's why he says may, give us spiritual wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of God. Spiritual wisdom, the true wisdom, comes from heaven. So we have access. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was opening his mouth and speaking these words. Later on, got into text form, Ephesians text form. But that time also, he was inspired to speak. All scripture is inspiration of God. Theopneustos. So now we are speaking. Both this ability that God has given us, the nine benefits, and speaking category, speaking in tongues, interpretation tongues, prophecy. We use speaking tongues and prophecy much, much more. And speaking in tongues benefits us. We speak directly to God. And my spirit, like physical body, God gave us ability to bring us benefits. Hand does hands works. I will to use my hand, to use my finger, to use my eyes, like that. And I blow my, I will speak in tongues. I will to speak in tongues. Then my spirit, I'm using my spirit to speak to the Father. The things that build me up, my spirit has the ability He knows that it knows exactly what I should speak to the Father. Father has given that ability in me. I can speak as much as I will to speak in tongues. And this spirit doesn't get tired. I may get tired, but brings great benefit to me and also praise, intercession for the saints, for the world. We don't know exactly what's going on, but my spirit knows and it does fantastic things. And prophecy. We have this ability to prophecy. God wants us to prophesy. It's much more than what we think or thought. The prophecy was just three persons to prophesy, three persons to speak in tongues, interpretation in the fellowship. Speaking by the Spirit of God. So, God has given us that ability, and in the book of Acts, Jesus Christ's life, even the prophets, they opened their mouth and spoke. Jesus was not opening the scrolls and spoke, reading and taught and spoke that way. He opened his mouth and spoke. And that was the word from God. So we can see that in the scripture. But we can just right away get the new believers whom God brings to us. That also God is showing us. I will bring to you such as should be saved. I will bring to you laborers. God wants all men to be saved and all men to come to the knowledge of this truth. It's God's job to ekbalo the laborers. It's my obedience to practice that, to get benefit also, to pray the Lord of the harvest to ekbalo the laborers to me, to his harvest. Jesus began both to do and taught. And he taught his apostles. And how apostles came? Because he practiced. He knew the harvest is plentiful. A lot of harvest, ready harvest. So we are teaching this. We are communicating, encouraging. Today also, 8 leaders are coming from Mathura, about 3.5 hours drive. A little foggy, so they may take longer time this morning. So these leaders that God keeps sending, he has ordered my steps, and it's coming. No effort. It just happens. Not only laborers or believers come to my path, but daily needs, desires, those things just get supplied. Like Reuben wanted to learn to dance, and how that just got developed and happened. God is doing all manner of all wonderful things to supply our desires and needs all the time. And we see God in action. He's internally, he's working in us internally and externally through his creation. Creatures, creation, he's doing so. We are thankful to God and we know this and we are at rest. We don't have to worry about anything because Jehovah is with us. Philippians 4:5. Lord is near. Jehovah is right with us. So, because of that, no need to be worried. And we can give our requests, desires, needs, problems, we can give it to the Father. The order is placed and our wonderful Father takes care. He is absolutely focused in your life. Jesus came for your life. He has come that we, each one of us, can have life and not ordinary, boring, or uneventful life, but more than abundant life. That more than abundant life, God will just display. So, God keeps building our expectation. He gives us inspiration through the world, nature, His creation, and from people, believers, even from unbelievers. God knows exactly what to do. He cannot make mistake. He doesn't make mistake. Wow, so amazing. God, who is right now in front of us, is really with loving compassion, and as a father looking at us, and He is doing. He is acting, moving. So we are not alone. Never, never, never alone. Never, never forsake you. Never, never, never leave you. So that's why we are happy and thankful, and He gives us results. It's not like empty things. Just a dream. And that's it. He brings dreams come true. He is able to do. Our wonderful Father God, He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think or imagine or dream, according to the dunamis that is working in you, energized in you. So there's something great, and He is bringing it to your path, our path, exciting life, and something that we become satisfied, content, real satisfaction. 8 leaders will come today. I don't know exactly what I would share or hear, but it's going to be really wonderful, building up time, vision building, and bread from heaven keeps coming and onto the utmost parts of the world, which is our vision, direction, our confession. He encourages us that we confess onto wholeness, and He gives us right thing from heaven. Believe onto right things, and we are ready. We are ready for everything. God made us such a way. He streamlined us, so we are ready for whatever that comes to our path, to enjoy challenges, whatever. He is with us. Main thing, He is with us. You are not going out to battle alone. We are not going alone to enjoy, have dinner, play something, sports. We are doing everything with Him. So, the Creator of the heavens and earth, our Father God, is with us today, this moment also, and forevermore. And we desire to live unto Him. And it is a beneficial decision. And we are not here to just work. We are brought to rest, to live in His favor. And he's teaching us how to live in his favor, to impact yourself, the family, heavenly way, and others, and people's lives to turn from darkness to light. And really, we are throwing out the devil, casting out the devils, speaking in tongues, enjoying the blessing, wealth that Jesus made it available. Okay, so I will share this much today. God bless you.